o'clock. Let's hear the news in the morning.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A dock worker strike is underway.
What are we going to do? Shut up!
Longshoremen at the Port of Boston joining union members from Maine to Texas who walked off their jobs when contracts expired overnight. Boise Butler heads the Philadelphia local.
And all we want them to do is share, okay? What we demand, our demands are to share. And not to replace us with automation.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
According to one estimate, the strike could cost the economy up to $5 billion a day. And economists worry a long strike will disrupt the supply chain for everything from perishable foods to car parts and construction materials.
Israel's military has just limited public gatherings and closed beaches after ground troops entered Lebanon today following 2 weeks of heavy bombing targeting Hezbollah's leadership. Team coverage begins with correspondent Chris Livesay in Tel Aviv.
Soldiers from the 98th Division prepped in the darkness to enter the mountainous and treacherous terrain across the border, where explosions were heard throughout the night as the mission to stop Hezbollah's onslaught of rockets on northern Israel got underway.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has had several conversations with the Israeli defense minister, the latest as Israel began its limited ground operations. Austin said they agreed on the necessity of dismantling Hezbollah's military infrastructure along the Lebanese border. The Israelis say they also discussed the interoperability of Israeli and U.S. forces.
Donald Trump visited Valdosta, Georgia to see the devastation from Hurricane Helene firsthand.
The people on the ground are doing the best they can in every challenging circumstances. We do need some help from the federal government.
He falsely accused President Biden of not speaking with Governor Brian Kemp.
He's lying. And the governor told him he was lying.
Vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz hold their first and likely only debate before the November election here at the CBS News Broadcast Center in New York tonight. American University political analyst Amy Dacey.
I think the biggest part is to reinforce and make sure they're in alignment with what their candidate has been saying at the top of the ticket.
He's the first American commander-in-chief to reach the century mark.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Number 39 is celebrating his 100th birthday today at home in Plains, Georgia. CBS's Elizabeth Campbell spoke with his family.
His grandson, Jason, has admitted that no one had expected former President Carter to be in hospice care for coming up on 19 months now. He is continuing to be awake every day and talking about current affairs.
S&P futures down 3. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 6 Racine City Council members are threatening a boycott to protest Mayor Corey Mason's alleged power overreach. Their absence could prevent a quorum at tonight's meeting, potentially halting city business. A chase ended in a Caledonia crash at 4 Mile and North Main last night. Initial reports say that a person was trapped in the vehicle, but fire crews were able to get them out. We're working on learning more. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Kite, facing 40 felony charges, is likely to take a plea deal. In court yesterday, a hearing was scheduled for late November. Teens and Trades Day will be held Friday in Racine at Case High. The event is meant to spark interest in non-traditional careers. Over 800 students attended last year. A public hearing is being held in Racine today on a proposed We Energy's rate hike. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. The gathering takes place at the Chavez Center. And political campaign events and a Brewers playoff game will coincide in Milwaukee later today. It may cause traffic impacts later this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
It's about getting them ready. We're going to face one of the best teams in baseball, whoever it is, with a lot of firepower, with a guy on the mound that's good. You know, you can say, well, he only had 4 days or he only had 3 days. This time of year, you can throw all that stuff out the window. It's about being ready to play, and we're going to play against somebody good. So, you know, buckle your chin strap and Let's roll.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We're gradually going to see the wind dying down here through the day. Our high 66, the wind northwest, 15 to 25 this morning, down to about 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop to 47 tomorrow. Sunshine, 71 on Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I'm looking forward to Halloween. Man, I love it because I'm big now and I can beat up kids and get their candy. What? Because when I was small, I almost died trick-or-treating. I almost died trick-or-treating because I had asthma. And you know, your parents buy you that cheap mask? The cheap plastic one? You can barely breathe in it? And that band in the back of your head making you bleed through your skull? And you know they can't hear you saying trick-or-treat. And how much air did they give us in the mask, that little slot? And you stick your tongue through. And then you would cut your tongue because that was razor sharp. And they say it's that razors and the apples. No, it's your mask!
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, your life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Local news, Tamla Sitz, WRJN, and it's back to the postseason in October baseball for the Brewers. Sure, they're the NL Central champions. We'll have the games for you right through the World Series. We know the Brewers will be there, right? All right, next game is coming up today, this afternoon. The Mets playing for that wild card berth. The Mets take on the Brewers. Game time, 4:32. We'll have the pregame about a half hour beforehand, right here in the race for the pennant on WRJN. You'd never believe it, but becoming sunny today with a high near 67 degrees right now. It's cloudy, real fallish. It's 65 degrees here at Radio Park. Love grows. Here's Edison Lighthouse.
She ain't got no money, clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love grows where my rosemary goes. And nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy and people say she's crazy.
tell her that I love her endlessly.
Because love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me.
Lighthouse, fronted by a guy named Tony Burrows, who was also the lead singer for the Pipkins, Give Me That Ding, Brotherhood of Man, United We Fall. He was like six groups he fronted because he was a studio musician. There was really no group called Edison Lighthouse. They just were a studio group. Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. It's 8:15 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. And is this something we really need to be told? Wine and Food or foodandwine.com. Wants to remind you not to eat moldy bread. They say if you see some mold spots, it means more mold spores are present and not visible to the naked eye. Again, do we really need to be told not to eat moldy bread?
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a care credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Whoa! You know you make me wanna shout and kick my heels.
Curious way he used to flip the 45 RPM record over to here. Part two, the shout. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I see sunshine in the distance. I'm looking west toward the interstate, and I see clear skies coming right now. Cloudy and a very cool 63 degrees here at Radio Park. You know what I think? I think I better dig my ball coat out of mothballs. Maybe think about bringing it in tomorrow. It's cold out there. All right, got CCR now. Creighton's Clearwater Revival in Green River. Don't forget, we got the Brewers playing the New York Mets. Mets fighting for their life in the three-game series of the Brewers. Game time, 4:32, right here at WRJN. I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Then it flies, the guys all dressed up just like the Union Jack. Kind of detergent bag. I said, hey! The Stones, Get Off My Cloud. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and 1400 AM. The legendary frequency all over the place. Hometown radio refresh, the civic media station, WRJN. All right, have you ever checked into a hotel, and your room was so gross you had to check out right away? All right. We're even more demanding now because of COVID and, you know, everything that went on, and we all got sick and everything. And so cleanliness means more to us than ever. Here are the top things that would make someone walk out of a hotel. Dirty sheets, a disgusting bathroom, smelly room, bad smells in general, a rude staff, horrible food, stained carpets, especially blood stains because you don't know how they got there. Loud noises, the lobby is gross, and no visible cleaning or housekeeping crew present. I only had to leave a hotel room once. We checked in. It was on our Route 66. We belong to the Route 66 Association in Illinois. And that is checking into this hotel. And we generally stay at nice hotels if we can do it. We look up the reviews and everything. Well, we took their word for it because this is where the banquet was. We get into the room and it is awful, even by my standards. And my standards are, you know, pretty low. It was terrible. It was so bad. My wife said, I'm going to sleep in the chair tonight. I said, you're not sleeping in the chair. She says, well, I'm going to the lobby. I'm going to sleep in the lobby. I said, you're not sleeping in the lobby. Let's get out. So we went to the front desk and we, you know, it wasn't up to our standards. She understood, you know. And so we checked in. One of our hotels we always stay at, the brand was about two blocks down the road. So we stayed there. But it was bad. I mean, generally, my threshold is pretty low for hotel rooms, but this one was, it was pretty bad. It's just about 8:30 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Let's check news in the morning from Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He speaks in Wanakee this afternoon and Milwaukee tonight. Republicans have been urging Trump to spend some time in Wisconsin's bluest counties. Democrat Kamala Harris stumps in the Fox Valley on Thursday. The people who declare the winners on election night say they plan to be fast, accurate, and transparent. Anna Johnson is Washington bureau chief for the Associated Press. She says her organization is in the business of declaring winners, not projecting them.
The only way we declare races, so whether it's a presidential race or it's, you know, state legislative races, is when we are absolutely certain that there is no way that the trailing candidate can overtake the leading candidate.
Johnson speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tonight's Racine City Council meeting might not last long. Six council members are threatening a boycott to protest what they perceive as Mayor Corey Mason's overreach of power. The boycotting members claim the mayor has restricted their ability to influence city decisions and to bring issues to a vote. With an open seat on the council, the absence of all six alders would prevent a quorum, potentially bringing city business to a standstill. A high-speed pursuit in Racine County last night ended in a crash at 4 Mile in North Main. Initial reports indicate that a person was trapped in the vehicle with Caledonia Fire having to rip them out. We're working on learning more about any possible injuries. A plea deal is likely for the former Racine County Sheriff's deputy facing 40 felony charges. The initial allegations against Preston Kite involved exposing himself while in uniform and possessing child sex abuse materials. Additional charges included exposing himself to a child and other sex offenses not suitable to mention. Kite was in court yesterday with court records saying a plea is being worked on. A hearing was set for the end of November. And Case High hosts an event this week for teens looking for careers in trades. It's called Teens and Trades Day Friday, with the event aimed at sparking interest in non-traditional careers. The event focuses on fields such as construction, manufacturing, and other skilled trades. Over 800 kids showed up last year. There's a sign-up on the RUSD website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're gradually going to see the wind dying down here through the day. Our high 66, the wind northwest, 15 to 25 this morning, down to about 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop to 47 tomorrow. Sunshine, 71 on Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable, current temp 62.
Do you ever find yourself being lazy for no reason at all? Like you pick up your mail, you go in your house, you realize you have a letter for a neighbor. You ever just look at the letter and go, looks like they're never getting this. Take too much energy to go back outside. I'm gonna like stick it on a bureau. I'm gonna get that to them later on. Right now, I gotta watch some Love Connection. I got some new host on there. You ever have one thing to do all day, but you just can't get yourself to do it? I gotta go to the post office. But I'd probably have to put on pants. They're only open till 5. You're gonna have to do that next week. Have a little more free time. I never have free time. Yeah, I don't know about you. Whenever I go to the, you ever go to the cash machine? There's two people in line in front of you. You get kind of flustered. You're like, forget it. I'm not standing here for 40 seconds. I got things to do. Okay. Sometimes being lazy can get you in trouble, you know? Like, you ever not take a shower all weekend? Just lounging around, then you're running late for work on Monday? Oh, no. So is one person at work. Something smells like smoke in here. I went to a barbecue on Friday night. Only had 48 hours to take a shower. I'm busy.
who it was about? All right. She told a few people, but they kept it a deep, dark secret. We only know it's one of two people, Mick Jagger or Warren Beatty. That's all we know. I think it's Mick Jagger. I really do. Hey, becoming sunny today. I see sun way in the distance. So becoming sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 46. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs near 69. Right now, it feels like fall. Cloudy. 62 degrees right here at Radio Park.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Land of a Thousand Dances. Remember the original group who had that hit? Cannibal and the Headhunters. What a great name for a group. Speaking about famous singers, want to spend a few nights at Prince's childhood home? Not his real home, but the character's home in the movie Purple Rain. In honor of the movie's 40th anniversary, it's being offered an Airbnb. Now get this. It would only cost you $7 a person in honor of Prince's song, Seven. That's not a bad deal. Two people, $14 to spend a night at Prince's home, at least the one he used in the movie Purple Rain.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
It's hard to believe that as big a movie fan as I am, and I'm a big movie fan, I've never seen the movie Purple Rain. Here's Spooky, Classics 4.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky.
propose on Halloween. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky, oh, oh, all right. I said spooky. Oh, yeah, yeah. I said spooky.
WRJN.
Smokey and the Miracles and Tracks of My Tears. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 8:47. You wish you were 21 again, huh? All right. Here are some of the things we wish we could still do. Likely we're 21. First of all, put on that pair of jeans that used to fit. How about looking at your calves and not seeing veins? Ignoring the foot care aisle when you're at the grocery store. Yeah, we seem to be traveling down that aisle more and more, huh? How about getting out of bed in the morning without popping like bubble wrap? Ah, good to be 21 again, huh?
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness.
For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Sunshine today, becoming sunny with a high near 67. I can see it way in the distance right now. Cloudy at 62 degrees here at Radio Park. More today than yesterday. Spiral Staircase.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day in love with you. With each day comes a new way of loving you.
Staircase, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This is interesting. Everybody has some opinion on this. If you were talking to someone today about your plans for this coming weekend, what would you say? This weekend or next weekend? What do you say?
I would say nap.
Do you tell them it's coming up this weekend or next weekend? I always say this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people say next weekend, and then is it? I saw that in Two and a Half Men. One of the brothers said next weekend. And so he said, oh, you mean the week after this? No, this like 2 days from now. He said, well, that's this weekend. They went through the whole rigmarole. It's hard to believe we have to have a debate about that. Anyway, just so you know, a survey found 40% of us would say this weekend. 56% say next weekend.
What's the matter? Oh, you know what? That is really good to think about. I never thought about that.
What's the matter with these people?
Well, they didn't have their coffee yet.
Okay. Just a quick reminder here. The first time we heard these timeless hits that we're playing all day today, no doubt, were played from your vinyl records. Now, Cindy Huber, sitting right next to me, will relive those moments by giving away actual vinyl albums each weekday. It's called The Artist of Record. When you hear her play The Artist of Record, she'll tell you what that artist is. Be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756. You win an album, courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, or Sturtevant. I used to like saying Sturtevant.
Sturtevant.
Your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. To top it all off, everyone who wins in October qualifies to win an actual record player. Or as my father used to say, a Victrola. Yeah, we don't have Victrolas anymore. An actual record player. I saw them. You had the picture of it on Facebook. They work. They look real.
Yeah. Marketplace once in a while has an actual one.
Yeah. I had a record player, but I didn't use it for so long. It just rotted away the actual rubber that turned the turntable.
No.
We had a couple of new ones here. They threw them out.
What?
They were sitting back there in the rubbish pile. One was brand new, never used before, and they tossed it. Yeah.
What is wrong?
I think they tossed it. I don't know. It's not there now.
If I had known that, you'd see me come out.
I would have taken
what's under your arm.
I didn't know everything was up for grabs.
Because
we got all new equipment in here, so they got rid of the old stuff, but I didn't know it was up for grabs. Anyway, coming up next, Cindy Huber, all day today, up until baseball time. Well, actually, until Kurt Volman comes in at 2.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too. Hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above.